Well, good morning, everyone, again. It's good to be here. Now, if you remember, over this past two or three weeks, we've been doing the children's series on David. And last week we asked this question, where will God take me? And we answered the first part of this question last week. And we talked about David and about the wonderful things that God did in David's life. And whenever we finished, David had defeated Goliath, and he was now married to a princess. He had become the most famous warrior in Israel. The people in the streets were singing his praise, singing how wonderful he was and how mighty he was. And he was the best friend of the prince in the land. David's life was going pretty well, I would think. If we were all those things, if we were doing that well, we would be quite happy, wouldn't we? Things were really, really wonderful for David. Things were going great. But, of course, we did talk about last week that things weren't all so great. Because we learned that because David was praised and loved so much by the people, he was hated by the king. Saul didn't like him very much. And the sad thing is that that hatred of David built up in Saul's heart. And eventually Saul decided that he was going to kill David. Poor David had gained so much. He had got so many good things in his life. And yet, he was going to die. Things looked very, very bleak for David. I'm sure he was afraid. And so he decided that he would run away. And there's a lot of things around the story that we can't go into this morning. But David decided to run away, and it ended up, he ran away to the Philistines, but they wouldn't take him, and he had to go and live in a cave. Could you imagine that? Imagine coming out of the palace, where you'd been living and where you'd been working. You were loved by so many people. People were following you. People were listening to everything you say. And the next thing, you're living in a cave, and it's damp, and there's no comfortable beds. There's no PlayStations. Nothing. Everything stripped back to the bare minimum. Poor David. Things aren't going so well anymore. And you know, David, while he was in the cave, lots of people came to be with him. They still recognized him as a leader. And all these people came. But you know, sadly, David lost some of the most important people in his life. His best friend, Jonathan, couldn't come to see him. He was with his father. Perhaps people thought that he wasn't even famous anymore. Perhaps they started to forget about him. And even his wife, he was separated from her too. And so David, while he was in the cave, he was separated from the people that he really loved. But God was good to him. God was good to him even in the cave. He brought all the people to stay with him. People that he could teach and that he could train to become his army. And even his family. Remember Jesse and his brothers and the people who didn't think so much of David before. They came to stay with him, and God was very good to him. And while he was in the cave, or while he was away in the wilderness, David was given the opportunity to kill the king Saul. Saul had come out to try and find him. And Saul had come out and killed many people to try and find David. And when he went into the cave, one day what happened was that Saul went into the cave that David was in, even though he didn't know he was there. And David's friends were trying to persuade him to kill Saul. But he knew that he couldn't do that because Saul was God's king. And so he spared Saul's life. And it happened again whenever David and another friend went into Saul's tent one night. They had the opportunity to kill David, and his friend was trying to persuade him to kill Saul. But David spared his life because David believed what God said, and David believed that he should live his life according to God's law. And after a long time, and it was a long time, Saul was killed by the Philistines in battle. Saul and Jonathan and all his other sons were destroyed. And David was sad. Could you imagine? He was so sad. Even though it was a man who tried to kill him, even though it was a man who hated him, David was so sad because he knew that Saul was an important man and God's appointed king in Israel. And so David became the king of Judah. God's promise was fulfilled. David, who was promised to be king way back in 1 Samuel 16, became king of Judah. But there was another king crowned in Israel. And it wasn't for another 7 years that David became king of all Israel. Now I was thinking about all this part of David's life, because there's a lots of different things in it. And I was thinking, where will God take me? And how would that apply to us this morning? Well, you know, we talked about some of the good things and some of the big things that God does in our life. But, you know, sometimes our life isn't all full of good things. Sure it's not. Sometimes things are tough. Perhaps school isn't going so well. Perhaps no matter how hard you study, you're not doing as well as you should do. Perhaps in your life, maybe someone who you love very much has died, and that makes you sad. And you wonder, does God really love me? Does God really take care of me? Because look at this bad thing that's happened. Perhaps you're not getting on well with your friends or your mummy or daddy, and you're finding things difficult, and you're sitting in your room and you wonder, does God really care for me? Is God still working out his plan in my life? And you know, David had to think of those very same questions. He was alone in a cave, away from the people he loved, doing so many good things even then, protecting the king, protecting people who lived around that area, and yet nothing seemed to be going right, and we can feel exactly the same. But you know, we learned the very first week we talked about David that God has a plan for each one of our lives. It doesn't matter who we are. God has a plan. And we learned, like David, that we didn't have to work out God's plan in our life. God does that for us. God brings us into situations and God helps us through life when we're following him. And he makes that plan come to pass. And sometimes that plan takes us to places that are really good and really fun, and we know that God is with us because we're doing really well and we're really happy. But there are other times that we're not so good. There's times in our life, even when we're very young, when we're sad and when we're afraid and when things are difficult. But you know, God always keeps his promises. You know, there's one thing we learn from the whole of the life of David, is that there's not a point in our life when God is going to lie to us. He's not going to be dishonest in any way. He's not going to try and fool us. God loves us so much. That's what the Word of God tells us. And he has a plan for our lives. And as we follow him, and as we talk to him, and as we listen to him and do what he tells us to do, and as we walk as his friends, we can be confident. Doesn't matter what our teachers say. Doesn't matter what our friends say. It doesn't matter what the people who don't like us say. God always keeps our promises. And we can rely on him 100% of the time, because he is a great big God. And we're going to sing just now. We're going to sing a chorus. And I think he's all out. My God is so big. And it reminds us so much of the greatness of our God. And we need to remember that even when things don't look so good.